Today's share in the Deir Shur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ches Amud Aleph in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we are in the middle of Simen Reish Mem Hei, which deals with the laws of having a shutvis with a non-Jewish person. We'll begin with the last words on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, the start of Sif Gimel. Hechosh Lohistu Betchila. In the first two shirim on Reish Mem Hei, we discussed how one should make a tnai up front before you go into a partnership with a non-Jewish person to allow you to have a clear understanding of how the Shabbos proceeds are going to be divided up. And the ideal way was that the non-Jewish person owns Shabbos and everything that belongs on Shabbos comes to him and the Jewish person has no connection to it. And the Jewish person will take one day against that, Sunday, Tuesday, whatever day he picks, and the two are totally separate. So the Jewish person is not having the non-Jewish person work for him on Shabbos. So the Mechaber is telling us, Hecha shelo hisnu b'schila. If they didn't do the proper way from the start, now they go to a rabbi or they learn this siman in Shulchan Aruch and they say, oh, let's do it right. So how do you undo their partnership and make it now into a kosher partnership? So the Mechaber tells us, yesh tikkun. The way you correct it is by doing ayidei sheyachzir hamocher lohem demei hakarka. The person who sold them the karka and made it into a shutvis between the Jewish person and the non-Jewish person should take back the field that he sold to them. They have to do a full kinyan and sell it back to that person, and he can then go and sell it to them anew. Or oyim kru liyishacher. If the old owner doesn't wish to do this or is not around, they can sell it to anybody else. They just need a person who will be the buyer now for this field that they can purchase it from again after they sell it to him. The yachzeru v'yiknu b'shutfus. And now, when they go and repurchase it after they sell it to him, they buy it back from him. They repurchase it. Before they repurchase it, v'yasnu b'shnas hakniyah. At the time of the kinyan, they go and make a new agreement that states the way you're supposed to, as we learned in Sif Aleph, to make the tonight that everything that occurs on Shabbos belongs to the non-Jewish person. It's a separate entity on Shabbos. It's not doing it on the shlichus of the Jewish person, and the Jewish person can take one day against that if he wishes to. So they make this new tonight now before they reacquire it, and now everything is perfectly good, lechatrila, like it was supposed to be. That's the way it is for a field. If they purchased a store together, they didn't make the tonight up front, how do you correct that? They go and retract their partnership. Each of them gives back the share. And they undo the shutvis that they had without making the tanai, and now they repurchase it. They go back and lishtatif, and they purchase it anew, and they make a new shutvis. And they make the tanai right up front. So again, the Mechaber is telling us you have to totally, really undo the original partnership that was made, return it to somebody else or to the original owner, and now go restart your partnership anew with making the right tonight. The Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudal explains, in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat, it says over there, Isa shetzorich ato kinyan mechadosh lahaknos lamocher. They have to do this all with a real kinyan to the original purchaser that they bought it from, or from the new person that they're giving it to. They just can't give back the money and return the shtar that they purchased it from him. That's not good enough. And he brings down as well, look over there, Vayin Shodan Simen Kuf Peites in Choshe Mishpat and in Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Linyan Kinyan Ein Yehudi. How is one supposed to properly make a kinyan with a non-Jewish person? The issue for number 16 reminds us that, for example, by Mechira Schamit, it's a very complicated inyan. There are a lot of different opinions as to what qualifies as a good kinyan with a non-Jewish person, and you can look in Deir Shufut number 16 for the different kinyanim that a person does. When a Rav makes a kinyan to sell the chametz to a non-Jewish person, he makes a number of kinyanim, many, many kinyanim, in order to be able to say every possible kinyan that we say works by a non-Jewish person, because some of them do, some of them don't, according to different opinions. The issue for number 15 brings down, Ubitama Dover, Shalomoel Shiakna Yisrael Lenochri Atu Esachevitz Leoma Shabbos, Utmurzo Shikabal Yisrael Esachevitz Leomacher. Why can't they just say right now that tonight you'll have Shabbos and I'll have Tuesday or Sunday? So the Chazon Ish says, because now everybody knows that they're a partnership, it looks like Maris Ayin over here that he's working on your behalf. It won't be well known that it's a new endeavor. And he adds further that Im Yasna Hanochri Shamochal Yisrael Shiavot Huesavoda. Even if the guy is going to be meichel over here, that's not good enough, because that's naish also b'neim in yadu meforsim, because nobody's going to know this and everybody's going to say, oh, the original agreement that they had didn't have any tanai involved in it. Back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, "V'im kiblu hakarka lasos b'malocha b'shutvis." If they got the karka that they have together as a shutvis, yevatlu hashitov. They have to undo their partnership. V'im chalu zelazet, and they're meichel to each other their share in the karka. V'yachikach yachzu lishtatev v'yasnu b'tchila. And now they can go recombine and go make their shutvis again anew and make the tonight like they're supposed to. So again, the Mechaber has basically told us in all scenarios, if you didn't do the tonight properly, if you want to do it properly, you have to undo the original shutvis in a halachically appropriate fashion, and then when you go and renew or redo the shutvis, so then you make the tanai up front and everything is good l'chatchila. The Rama adds over here, Hago, v'im yirtza lahaskil ein Yehudi chelko b'shabbos o l'socho b'kibolot shari. If the Jewish person wishes to go and hire out the non-Jewish person to work for him on Shabbos over here in a kibolot type of an arrangement, or that the non-Jewish person will pay a flat sum and be allowed to use the item over here in a way that we've already discussed, commotion is bar le'el, self-simon, reish mem dalad, yin and mechas, and matbea, disharei, in the same way that we discussed over there in regards to the tax collection or into printing of the coinage, that is permissible, so too it would be permissible over here. The kol shekein kan, certainly over here it's good, disharei im shutvis, so any Yehudi, because there's already a shutvis over here to give additional weight, so to say, to it. Now, this is somewhat controversial, as we see in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tesvav. When the Mishnah Berurah writes, looking at the Morgan Avraham and the Taz, and the Shaar HaTzion and Os Yudalef, he brings down, this is also seems to be the opinion of the Vilna Gaon, who says that unless it's a Hefsed Merubah, this is not a good idea. And both the Morgan Avraham and the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah continues, Shiniskashu b'zemo, they're very unhappy about this heter that the Ramah brings. The Lama Hiyeh Mutter, why should this be acceptable over here? They say, the Eino Doma L'Simin Reish Dalet, this is not similar to the case of the tax collection or the printing of the coinage. The Shom Shari Mishum Pseidu Davka, there, the only reason was permissible was because you already paid all the taxes, and now if you don't collect them, you're going to suffer a great financial loss. Here, it's just you won't make a profit. So, how do we get around this? So, the Morgan of Rum explains, V'tiritza Morgan of Rum b'maskona. The Morgan of Rum ultimately explains the Ramah as follows. Here, we're not talking about doing this for one Shabbos, but we're doing this for many Shabbosim, as well as coupling it together with some weekday Ravach. Dahainu, which means Shemaskulo Koyamea Shabosos, he rents out in a kibolus type of arrangement, in a per job, total job type of an arrangement for all the Shabosos, Shalom, im Shnaim Ushlosh Yomim Mechol, as well as several weekdays. And in this fashion, the Suleka Kamishum Schar Shabbos, here there's no Schar Shabbos concern anymore. Umad Ishari b'kibolus, why is this permissible through this kibolus arrangement? You're paying him a flat sum for the job. Myri gam ken shalo yichid lo Shabbos b'kibolus, because you're not specifically specifying the Shabbos in this arrangement as well. It's for a whole bunch of days, which includes some Shabbosim. Ella b'stama, you're just saying, stam, here, for $1,000, you can have this works. So, kol eima shetasa b'yatzmecha, as long as you're doing this on your own, v'savi yachli kach v'kach, etein l'cho kach v'kach, and you're going to make a certain amount of money, and I get a certain percentage of it, or a certain flat sum, that's acceptable. V'ikar revusa the Ramah, and the chidish over here of the Ramah, the komash b'lan, he's telling us over here, the lo chayshinon bazel l'marasayin, that we don't have to be concerned over here for marasayin. Why not? Shiyom l'tzoch yisol uo, said that he is doing it on behalf of the Jewish person. Kiven shiyadua, shiyesh l'eni Yehudi chelik po. Nobody will think that that's not correct, because everybody knows that the non-Jewish person is already a partner in this business, so when they see him working on Shabbos, of course they'll say it's for himself. U'mash akos of kemoshin is bar, I. The Ramah over here said, as I've already explained in Simen Reish Mem Dalet, that doesn't seem to be totally correct as a result, because it's not the same thing as Simen Reish Mem Dalet. So Kavanaso, so the Mogen Avram, as quoted here by the Mishnah Berurah, says that the Ramah was telling us, Kemo Shom de lo Choshishu l'maris ayin, just like over there it wasn't a maris ayin concern, so to over here it's certainly not a maris ayin concern. V'koshikin hocha de lek a maris ayin klal, kiven shu b'shutvus imoyin yudi. Here it's certainly not a maris ayin concern because they're certainly partners already, everybody knows that. Likewise, the Mishnah Berurah continues, V'chein ha-Taz, masik ledina, de'ena mutter b'zeh el bavla. Similarly, the Taz, who also was disturbed by this Ramah over here, said also, the bottom line is, it's only acceptable if you do this through a havlah arrangement, Shabbosim, as well as Yomei Chol. The Afal Pikein, and even though this might be acceptable, he said, Yizor Shalol L'dabe Remein Yehudi Ba'esik B'Shabbos. You should have absolutely nothing to do with a non-Jewish person on Shabbos with this business at all. As we've already pointed out, Kamosha Kosov Achronim B'Sov Sim and Reish Mamdalet. As we've already pointed out many times, that in a way where it is even permissible that the non-Jewish person is working on Shabbos, so you certainly should not even look in any way like you're telling him what to do or how to run the business, conduct the business, because that would be problematic. Now we go to the Mechaber Sif Dalet. Yochol Yisrael Litein Le'eno Yehudi Mos L'Sasik Behem. A Jewish person is allowed to give money to a non-Jewish person to go and do business with this. Ya'afu Pishen Yehudi Nosev Nosev Ben Mishabbos. Even though the non-Jewish person is going to use those Jewish funds on Shabbos to make business, Cholek Imo Kol Aschar B'Shaveh. Nevertheless, even though the non-Jewish person used the money and profited from the money, and now they're going to split the revach, the profit over here, and some of that was earned on Shabbos, it's not a problem. Why not? Because the Jewish person is not telling him to go do this on Shabbos. And nobody's going to think for a second that the non-Jewish person was doing the behest of the Jewish person to bedavka, do business with this money on Shabbos. And certainly the money, it doesn't have his name on it. It's not recognizable that this was Yankel's money that the non-Jewish person is investing on Shabbos. So therefore, it is permissible according to everybody. That's what the Rav Machaber says over here. If we look in the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Tes Zayin, he writes, She'im hayu mutelas olav osu medina. But if it was him investing it on the Jewish person's behest, then it would be not allowed. K'moshe kosev siv alav shim lo hisnash osu, then it would not be allowed. The issue for number 18 in the second paragraph brings down the interesting scenario. The liknos monios bechevra shel nochrim ha'ov the ovedes b'Shabbos. If you want to buy stock, you want to buy a percentage of a company that works on Shabbos. So Moshe Feinstein says that's not Moshe says that's permissible. The afilu liknos is rov moniosa, and even if you're going to purchase the majority ownership of stock, shekivan shanochri ha'balam alam locha, since the non-Jewish person is actually working the factory, working the business, next of adover karisus v'kablonis. So this is an arisus kablonis type of an arrangement, which we said is acceptable. The only time it's a problem, v'rakim nikar shechever shayisroli. If you realize now that everybody says this is a Jewish company, then also adover mishum marisayin. Then it's not allowed because of a marisayin concern. And Rav Moshe further adds, she'afim yishmu bali ha'esek l'dayto shalei Yisrael u'bal ha'manios u'laitzoso. And even if the people in the factory are listening to the stockholder who's Jewish, and therefore they're interested in his opinion, it's the best way to run the business, and they're going to take those suggestions and use them on Shabbos, nevertheless, it's still considered mutter. That's not called the Jewish person intervening in the activities of the bork on Shabbos, because she'ein shom lo kibal, and they're not listening to him because he's the owner, they're listening to him just as a person who's giving smart advice, and therefore that would be permissible. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Zayin writes, shenomar, people aren't going to say over here that he is doing the work at the behest of the Jewish person. And there's no concern as well that it looks like the non-Jewish person is getting paid for his work on Shabbos, because again, as we pointed out, this is a havlah type of arrangement. He's not just working on Shabbos, he's a part owner, and he's working in it all week long. The Mishnah Berurah tells us as well, we'll learn more of Dinam about this, Ayin Lekam and Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Gimel, V'Sif Dalet, Masha Gosati Shom the Mishnah Berurah about these types of Dinam. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Ches adds, the Mechaber is telling us over here that this is not recognizable that it comes from a Jewish person, these funds. There's no concern over here that it looks like the non-Jewish person is a hired worker for you, investing your money. It won't be recognizable as such. Because when the non-Jewish person goes into the stock brokerage and he purchases certain stocks, so it doesn't look like that's your money. It looks like he's a stockbroker purchasing things. Shemaya Nikar, because if it were in fact to be recognizable that he's Yankel's broker, Vinikra Hashem Yisrael, and I'm purchasing the stocks on behalf of Yankel, then Hayasu, in fact, that would not be allowed. Kamosha Kosa Sim Resh Magimu Sefalef, Gabi Hamerchatz, as we've already discussed over there, and Ayin Shom, look there for the further details in Simon Resh Magimu. Mishnah Berurah concludes, he says, nevertheless, Mikom Makom, every place over here where we said this is allowed, it's only because you didn't specifically tell the non-Jewish person to go and do this for you on Shabbos. You told them, invest my money. No, you can invest it on Friday, you can invest it on Sunday or Tuesday. If you choose to invest it on Shabbos, that's your doing. So when the non-Jewish person is now investing that money on Shabbos, he's doing it for his own benefit. We will see in a few moments in Sifhei. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, v'davka b'chi ha'gavna she'en Yehudi nosei v'nosei in l'chud im hamos. This is true that the Mechaber just said is only in the situation where the non-Jewish person is doing the work over here with the money. Aval m'kol echad osek biyomo. If the Jewish person works on his day and the non-Jewish person works on his day, Yisrael tzorich lasuk negin masha osak eni yudu b'shabbos. And the person who is investing the funds for you on Shabbos says, well, I worked on Shabbos and you're going to work for me on Tuesday, then it's Osir. As we've already brought down, the Beis Yosef brings us down in the name of the Goyim that you're not allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkoi Yotess explains, Im lo shehisni mo bezeh, kol dem shenestati v'mo kinah b'sif alef. Unless you made the appropriate conditions that we've already talked about many, many times in the first siman over here, in the first sif in this siman, that if you up front make the tonight, your Shabbos is your job and Sunday is my job, one has nothing to do with the other, then it's allowed. But if he's saying after the fact, well, I worked Shabbos and therefore you worked Sunday and we're pooling everything over here, that's not allowed. The Ramah continues and he writes, "V'Yisroel sheyeshlo mashkon minayin yududi." If you have a collateral from the non-Jewish person, so these halachas, what you can do with that collateral, ayin lekam and simin shin chav hey siv beiz v'gimel. Those halachas will be discussed at that point in time. Siv hey. The Mechaber writes, "Mutar liYisroel itain schor leini yudud lilimkar." The Jewish person is allowed to give to the non-Jewish person merchandise to sell for him. Im kotzas lo schar, if they already prearranged the price for this schar. So I'm asking you to sell these widgets for me. If the non-Jewish person is going to sell them on Shabbos, but he's not being told to sell them on Shabbos, and the widgets are being paid to the Jewish person at $10, and the non-Jewish person selling them at $20, so then that's perfectly acceptable. The Mechaber adds, uvavach lo yomelo mechor b'Shabbos. But of course, he can't tell him, I want you to specifically sell them on Shabbos. That would not be allowed. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof explains, the Ozamrinan adaiti de nafshi obir veino kishlucho. In this situation, there is no problem over here that the non-Jewish person is working on your behalf. He's choosing to sell it on Shabbos. He's a set price, whether he sells them or not. He's already purchased them for $10. So therefore, if the non-Jewish person sells them on Shabbos, it's not a problem for the Jewish person. Sivkot and Chof Aleph, ubuvad. We said, as long as he doesn't tell him to specifically work on Shabbos. V'im yom hashukhu b'Shabbos. What happens if the only day that widgets are being sold is the marketplace is on Shabbos? Afilu b'stam asur. Then it wouldn't be allowed, even if you didn't tell him specifically sell him on Shabbos, because there's no choice. The Hari Kielu Omer, it's as if he said to him, Mechor li b'Shabbos, because there is no other day. So if he tells him to go sell the widgets, and the only day that they sell widgets is Shabbos, so then it wouldn't be allowed. V'achronim l'kamim b'simin shin zayin, ayin sham od b'zeh. And there are other discussion that we learned in Simon Shin Zion on this as well. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Tanur shelekocho Yisrael mashko mein Yehudi. If a Jewish person takes an oven as a collateral from a non-Jewish person, v'kibel alof ha'in Yehudi, and the non-Jewish person who has the ownership of this tanur says, Shema shialas hara tanur yitain li Yisrael beribis, I will keep this oven working on Shabbos, and whatever I make from this in the profit, I will give to you beribis ketsutsa m'osa, I'll give it to you as ribis. You're allowed to take ribis from a non-Jewish person, and I'll give you a set amount of money over here. So then, mutur lito schar Shabbos. Then, this is permissible as well. Why? Because the tanner is owned and is in the possession and in the grounds of the non-Jewish person. The Jewish person really doesn't own it. It's just a collateral. The Jewish person did not tell him to go work it on Shabbos. And now that the non-Jewish person is working it, he's doing it for his own benefit to fulfill his commitment that he said, I'll give you extra money if you lend me the money and my tanur will be the collateral. Plus, I'll work the tanur for you on Shabbos. So therefore, the guy is doing this for his own benefit and this is a permissible arrangement. The Mishnah Berurah of Karn Chav Beis explains, Hainu afilu shelo b'havla. This case over here actually works without it being mixed in with several weekday days as well. And he doesn't have to even make a tanai over here because a non-Jewish person is totally doing this for himself on his own. That concludes today's shiur.